Studies by the Commonwealth Fund, a healthcare advocacy group, report the number of people seeking outpatient care has declined during the pandemic. That means many people may be delaying medical treatment. Dr. Daniel Spogan helps run the Elko Family Medical and Dental Center. He shares his experience working during the pandemic in this audio diary.
One of the things that we've seen a lot is people with normal things that would have gone into the emergency room, they're not doing that anymore. It's kind of like, I've got chest pain, but I don't want to go in the hospital because there's COVID. And so our non-COVID hospitalized patients has really dropped down a lot. Our practices have been really volatile. You know, I mean, we've had really heavy days and then nobody comes in. And then a heavy day, nobody comes in. You know, it's just up and down like that.
There was a couple of weeks ago where half of our staff was gone. They were either exposed or had COVID, you know, and so then we had to kind of figure out how we were going to see patients without staff, as well as trying to figure out how many staff to have on any one given day. In family medicine, we get to know our patients pretty well. They're Mrs. Jones, I've seen her the last 20 years for, you know, high blood pressure, that kind of thing. Give them hugs as they come in the door, you know, that kind of stuff. And of course, all that is distant now, you know, so that compassion just not happening right now. You know, there's a lot of value with touch as far as patients feeling comfortable about their medical care. They know the compassion is there, that you're feeling whatever is bothering them, their pain. Without that ability to become close and touch and stuff like that, it's not that there's less of a trust per se, especially in my well-established patients, but it's just not as encompassing as the normal visit would be.
This piece was produced by KUNR's Paul Boger.